The Brand Bubble. The Looming Crisis in Brand Value and How to Avoid It. Authors: John Gazzima, Ed Liebar. How is a bubble shaped? In all bubbles, one constant always predicates a collapse. That is the optimistic assumption that someone else will always be willing to buy what you are selling, regardless of how irrationally high the price is relative to the bare fact of the product's underlying value. Every bubble presents an appearance of value that is eventually contradicted by reality. In the case of the brand bubble, it begins with the value business places on intangibles. Intangibles include the estimated value of effects like brands, market position, operational advantages, franchise agreements, customer lists, copyrights, and company reputation. Intangibles have no physical presence, but they're nonetheless powerful elements on the balance sheet. In this sense, brand value is one of the four major elements of intangible value. Why brands lose customers. 1. Excess capacity. 2. Lack of creativity. 3. Loss of trust. Irresistible brands and the postmodern craving for creativity. Creativity promises happiness, honesty, and hope. We admire creative people, companies, brands, products, and services because they produce a positive and often unfiltered vision of human existence, which brings added meaning in small or even large ways to our lives. Creativity is embedded in the spirit of irresistible brands. Energy brands inspire, uplift, encourage, and entertain. Creativity and energy brands may not have the answers to the world problems, but it at least brings consumers a sense of well-being and a brighter future ahead. With creativity, brand integrity becomes believable. Consumers are attracted to brands when they see them making the effort to transcend the mundane as being more earnest, straightforward, and authentic. Welcome to Consumerland. This is a land where consumers have unprecedented technology at their fingertips to envision more ambitious dreams and express themselves more vividly, which in turn gives them unprecedented power to alter their relationship with brands. The broadband world has amplified consumer behavior as critics, creators, buyers, and citizens. And it has heightened their expectations of brands, putting air into the brand bubble. Framework to energize the brand and the organization. We will walk you through a comprehensive 5-stage framework that will help you become a brand-led, consumer-driven organization. 1. Exploration. A more inclusive form of brand management can be developed, one that recognizes that everyone in the organization is accountable for the dynamic relationship between the consumer and the brand. Stage 1. Obstacle. Creativity doesn't flow effortlessly across the organization. Many companies confuse risk avoidance with risk management. Creativity requires lateral thought and a fair bit of intuition. But most companies aren't built to take creative risks. Managers must meet earning expectations and breakthrough ideas are tested against norms. But the new reality is that consumers respect brands that are willing to take risks, especially those that push hard on the envelope of creativity. First law of energy. Creativity spreads out risk. When enterprises spread out creativity across their brand, they actually mitigate risk. That's because almost nothing restricts the consumer's definition of creativity. This is precisely the page that businesses must steal from the playbook of Consumerland. The opportunity for creativity today is limitless. Stage 1. New rule. Everything is media, and everything communicates. Customers must now embrace the concept that everything is now media and therefore a marketing channel. Indeed, the very sources of energy in its vision, invention, and dynamism reflect the fact that the entire company is effectively a media outlet for the brand. Everything about company creativity potentially speaks for its brand. 2. Distillation. The goal is to synthesize a single energy pulse that has the power to infuse and inform every aspect of the enterprise activities, a core that can radiate ideas to further enhance the brand vision, invention, and dynamism. Stage 2. Obstacle. Consumer insights are not applied and shared throughout the company. The ability of an energy core to stick is clearly predicated on the enterprise becoming more customer-centric and opening its structure to consumers as well. From our perspective, the common failure to articulate and apply insights is related to the widespread tendency to forget that the consumer owns the brand. If we fail to enter into honest dialogue with our customers, we will be slow to react and, worse, unable to anticipate their future needs. Second law of energy: brands don't control, they enhance and extend. The law of openness redirects the enterprise towards behaviors that support energized brands. As soon as the organization abandons attempts to control a brand, it begins to give itself over to the consumer input and co-creation. Consumers are beginning, in a very real sense, to own brands and participate in their creation. We need to learn to let go. Stage 2. New rule. Treat customers like investors. Today, brands must think of themselves as being in the business of attracting consumers in the same way that enterprises attract investors. Customer relations become similar to investor relations, making it possible to unify various ideologies about how brands and companies should be managed. 3. Ignition. In ignition, the enterprise takes fuel from its energy core and uses it to drive the brand forward, continuously activating and renewing sources of vision, invention, and dynamism. Ignition occurs when the excitement produced by the energy core becomes sufficient to sustain creativity and customer attraction. When ideas begin flying all over the place, and when everyone begins to be accountable for generating energy in the brand-consumer relationship, the firm will begin to own an energized value chain. Building an energized value chain is like reawakening the current organizational and operational practices to think uniquely from the perspective of the brand. Such chains create cultural loyalty, as all elements of the enterprise combine to elevate the brand above its peers. Stage 3. Obstacle. Management focus is primarily on today's profitability. Despite long-range business plans and innovative strategies, firms tend to manage brands in the here and now. Given the pressure to drive quarterly earnings and the relative absence of forward-looking brand metrics, marketing perceived worth inevitably ends up being judged largely on current sales. Today, most of marketing is no longer marketing. Most of marketing is just selling. In effect, marketing is put in charge of a brand with a business objective that is essentially anti-brand. With an increased reliance on price promotions to move product and bolster near-term earnings, consumers will begin to abandon brands. Third law of energy: brand is not a place, it's a direction. The best way for a brand to own a position is to be constantly dynamic within it. Position a brand and you create users. Energize a brand and you create followers. A firm that embraces the law of direction knows that the brand is the only real business, and without that, it's out of business. Its people know consumers are a temporary blessing and will only stay with those brands that are moving, engaging, and acting different continuously. Stage 3. New rule. Drive the brand back through the organization. Instead of simply sending a brand into the marketplace, a company with an energized value chain constantly plans and acts from the viewpoint of the brand. This company is able to balance the short with the long and maintain the energy supply necessary to propel the brand forward. 4. Fusion. Core values guide the company through change and adversity and act as a reference point for unity. By making the brand part of people's working lives, fusion provides the reason to get out of bed and come to work. In a brand-as-culture mentality, the brand is perceived as something as sacred and valuable as anything the company owns. When the purpose of the company is the happiness and satisfaction of each stakeholder, the firm becomes an energy-driven enterprise. It more competitively attracts and retains talent and garners greater investment at preferential rates. Stage 4. Obstacle. Marketing is disintermediated from the C-suite. The brand is the central focus of all decision-making. Consumer insights are a catalyst to internal collaboration and marketplace conversations. The brand and the consumer are at the heart of the business strategy. 4th energy. Brands with remarkable marketing access remarkable privileges. Remarkable brands often have remarkable marketing. And when brands are remarkable marketers, they do great, which attracts greater resources both inside and outside the company. Consumers give them permission to be ever more daring. If something fails, they absolve the brand and forgive the error, appreciating the effort. They even build communities to insulate the brand from its competitors and criticism. Stage 4, new rule. Return marketing back upstream into business strategy. In an increasingly intangible world driven by ideas, business is now in the age of marketing. In a world left with few unfair advantages of the sort businesses cherish, marketing is still one of the most potent forms of driving intangible value in brands and businesses. 5. Renewal. Today, brands must be in a state of constant renewal. To have consumers fall in love with our brands, we need to keep things fresh, new, and just a tad off-kilter. Stage 5, obstacle. Reliance on brand strategy slows response time. The fact that everything is moving faster today creates unparalleled pressure on brands to be quicker, smarter, leaner, more responsive, and quicker. Strategic accuracy often trumps the needs for the brand to respond to meet customers' changing needs. Fifth law of energy. Tactics are strategy, strategy is tactics. Conventional wisdom states that strategy is what matters and tactics are just short-term initiatives that don't build brands. The fifth law of energy lays equal emphasis on both strategy and tactics. Neither counts more than the other. Stage 5. New rule. Act accurately, but by all means act. Taking action any time it's called for is why irresistible brands prove themselves to be endless fronts of creativity and reinvention. With action, a brand's energy becomes greater than its mass, and it actually needs less force to keep it going.